Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we are thankful for the atonement. We are thankful that we are experiencing you again. We have come to this convocation, to this rehearsal, because we are part of the real show. And Lord, we thank you that you made it possible. Blessed be your holy name, Most High. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I mean, if you're glad that every satanic agenda has been brought to naught, then shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The enemy of our soul decided that he was going to take us out. But our Heavenly Father said, that which is in my hand, no man, no demon, no satanic agenda is going to be able to take away. And we are the chosen of the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. Well, this is that feast. The feast that is the holiest of all the feasts of the Lord. It is the feast, as we talked about yesterday, that brought an end to one thing and started a new beginning for another. And that's exciting. God brought an end to satanic agendas and began a new thing. He brought an end to the life of sin to begin the life of righteousness. The problem is that every one of us has to take ownership of what God has done. It is not yours until you lay claim to it. Amen? Even though it is yours, it is not yours until you lay claim to it. You can be building a house. It is your house. But until the day that you do the escrow or you close and the keys are handed to you, it is yours but not yours. Did you get that? Now we've got to go past the it is yours to saying it is mine by taking hold of those keys. That's why Jesus went to hell, to take the keys, to make certain that whatever it is that he paid for is finalized. I got the keys. I got the proof. Hallelujah. Amen. I got the proof. I got the keys here. If the devil ever says, no, you can't have them, he says, how did I get these keys? Whose keys are these? It's mine. Oh, is it in your hands? No. Is it in my hands? Yes. So it's mine. You've got to take ownership for the salvation that God has already given to you. But today we want to go a little bit deeper for the benefit of those who have not engaged in the Word of God in the past when I taught on the atonement. We know that in the Old Testament, the word for atonement is the word kippur, or Yom Kippur, or kafar. Amen? Kafar. Now, what kafar means is to cover. So, I have this pen. I put it here. I cover it. That's kafar. It means to pacify. So there's judgment that's supposed to come, but there's pacification. That's kafar. It covered a certain period. But what God wants to do is not just cover. Because while I have covered it, the pen, which is the sin, is still there. It's just covered. But it's there. I need for this thing to be removed. Hallelujah. And that's what Jesus Christ, our Lord, came to do. He came to remove, as far as the east is from the west, take it off. Once he went into the Holy of Holies, not like the other high priest, the Aaronic high priest that went every year for the atonement, but once he took care of the level of the sacrifice, the burnt sacrifice, and he took care also of the level of the scapegoat. We talked about that yesterday. Jesus became the scapegoat. Just like the high priest, after he's gone into the Holy of Holies and sprinkled the blood in the mercy seat, he comes back, and he comes back alive, and that was the first sign that God accepted the sacrifice. Amen? Hallelujah. When he came out alive, it was proof. It is accepted. The people can now begin to rejoice. But it's not just about mercy being extended so my sins are forgiven, but that the life of sin is no longer real or part of me. So when he came out, the people saw it. He now laid his hands on the second animal and confessed the sins of everybody, put it into that animal, and then took that animal way out. Took it out there where the goat could not come back. Just like God wants to take my sinful nature way out. So that once upon a time I was a drunk, but now no longer. Once upon a time I was an immoral person, but no longer. It is no longer part of me. Hallelujah. Once upon a time I was a smoker. Bad habit. When God delivered me, no taste for smokes. I saved all that money. Hallelujah. Praise God. Once upon a time, I got so drunk, I was in a coma. But no longer, you can't tempt me with that anymore. Because Jesus took it all the way out. You see, it's an issue. When you say you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he says that you are a new creation and all things are passed away, for you to continue in the old life. It means that you've not surrendered. It means that you still love what you used to do. But today I want us to recognize that the Lord Jesus Christ left the glory of heaven, came to the world as a man with the danger, and please hear this, with the danger of he himself sinning like the first Adam, and if he sinned, the devil will become God. Did you hear that? Yeah. It was the biggest risk of all time. That God says, you know what? I have to redeem them. I'm going to redeem. That means I'm going to buy them back. That means there's got to be a price that had to be honored. And Jesus said, I'll do it. I'll represent our side, and I'll represent everybody. Because the Bible says God so loved the world, the Father so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in that Son should not perish, but have everlasting life. God the Father loves you and loves me. And Jesus loves the Father and he loves you. Loves me. He says, listen, the price is for me to go deal with the devil. I'll do it. Son, you're going to be tempted in everything, in every possible way. You're going to be tempted. And while you're getting tempted, if you blow it, we're done. Yeah, I'm not going to fail you, Papa. I'm not going to fail you, and I'm not going to fail them. I'm going to go because I know, God, that you love me. Huh. And you love them. I have faith in you. And that love, your love, is going to cause my faith to move mountains. Hallelujah. To change everything for them. I love them. And it was that challenge. That's why in the Garden of Gethsemane, because he's made a deal with his papa. He said, Papa, is there another way to do this? Because it's going to hurt. I'm going to take on the sin. I don't know sin. I'm going to take this all this yucky stuff on me. Is there another way? But not my will. Your will be done. Because the Bible says without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. And he'd lived his life wholly unto the Lord because of me and because of you. And now he's going to go through all of the issues. Understand, he was doing all of this as a man, not as God. He had to face up with the devil as a man, not as God, as a man. Because the first man, Adam, went at the devil as a man. And everything had to be exactly the same for it to work. And the devil saying, if I get you out, if I get you to sin, I got it. And so he did everything. So the Bible says Jesus, our Lord, was tempted in every possible way. Any possible sin. Any possible sin. He was tempted in it. He was tempted to womanize. He had lots of women around him, didn't he? He was tempted. He had men around him, didn't he? He could be anything. He was tempted in every possible way, but did not sin. And as a sinless man, he goes to the cross. And even on the cross, having been rejected by everybody, even his own disciples, nobody was there for him. They all took off. He goes to that cross, and what does he meet there? He meets a thief who's challenging him. If you're so good, how come you're here? Save yourself and save us. Come on. And he could have done that. He said, if I needed to call angels, I just call for angels and they'll come and fight for me right now. But he was doing all of that, taking all that risk, going through all the process. And not only did he go through the process and hang on that cross, he now went to hell. The Bible says he went to hell. And single-handedly, he took on the devil, Satan and all his cohorts, all the demonic forces, he took them all and defeated them and grabbed everybody who had depended on the covering. He says, listen, the covering you still got here, but now I have come that you will have life, so come on out. It takes everybody out that obeyed the direction of the shedding of the blood of bulls and goats and whatever else for the remission of their sins. Praise the Lord. Now, that was that stage. But in the New Testament, we're going to find out that Jesus, our Lord, accomplished something greater. Hallelujah. But before we start talking about that greater aspect, let's read from the book of Titus chapter 2 and verse 14. Titus chapter 2 and verse 14. The Bible says, who gave himself for us in exchange for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity. Redeem us from what? All iniquity. An iniquity is a pattern. It is sin, but it's a pattern that you are held to where you cannot help yourself. Hello? So if I have some cracks on this floor and I pour water on the floor, the water is going to go through those cracks and follow the pattern of those cracks. Yes? That's iniquity. That's you and I just moving around like zombies, obeying devilish orders. Jesus came to redeem us from that control because it was so deep inside of us that you know, it's like somebody who's been hypnotized, something like that. And they were hypnotized with, and as soon as you do that, they go into their... they come under the control and the influence, they are enslaved. The devil had trigger points that he has... This would be my new word, zombified you. so that we were all under the influence and the control of the world. And you know, in when you look at our world today and how things are going, you start to wonder if somebody has not brainwashed people. You know, in a very mass way. And that's what iniquity does. It brainwashes you. It wires you to do the wrong thing. Even when you're trying to do the right thing, you keep on doing the wrong thing. But Jesus came to deliver us, came to redeem us from the power of that iniquity and to purify unto himself. Purify unto himself a peculiar what? People. Hallelujah. The word of God says you are a peculiar people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation unto God. So God, Jesus Christ, came to bring us into that place where we become peculiar people. But not just peculiar, we are zealous of good works. Amen? You are saved and now you are doing good works. Praise the Lord. Anybody who says to you, you're not saved by works, that's true. But if you're saved, you will do good works. Praise the Lord. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, something's got to change in your spiritual DNA that causes you to now be under the influence of the Lord so that you live life. And it's not hard. Living uprightly is not hard when you are born again. It is your new nature. Hallelujah. When I got saved, I changed. It was a flip. But it was such a flip that I did not know that I changed. This was my new nature. It was like I was always like this. So people were the ones who were telling me, you have changed. And I said, I changed what? Then they reminded me of the person that I used to be. Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. How? When I said, Jesus, come into my heart. Hallelujah. You know the amazing thing when I said, Jesus, come into my heart? I was very upset at the pastor who was ministering to me. In fact, I wanted to punch his lights out inside church. Yeah, that's how bad I was. How dare you call me your junior brother? Who's your junior brother? I wanted to land this guy, and I'm looking at the door. I'm going to hit him so hard and run. And then he said, your father is a Christian, and so am I. And one of these is Jesus is going to come back, and you'll be left behind. I said, huh? Left behind? My father leaves me? No. So I said in my heart, in that state, Lord, save me. And he took it. And as soon as he took it, it was like a very, very real experience. It was like somebody just lifted off of my shoulders bricks. Something left me. I was still very upset with him. But something changed. And the guy who wanted to go out and booze and do all kinds of crazy stuff, I was coming back to church and sleeping in the church. Yeah. It was such a flip. And God is well able to do the same for everyone who accepts him. Hallelujah. He became our redemption. He, the Bible tells us in the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and 21. It says, for he had made him, the Father made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Look at the flip. Jesus, actually became sin and exchanged the garment of righteousness and put it on us, took whatever it is that was on every single one of us on himself. Praise the Lord. I don't know if you're ready for this. He took all that the devil threw on him and still whooped the devil. Praise the Lord. He took it on him. Did he not? Okay. He became sin for us. Yes? And even in the state of being sin for us, he goes into hell and defeats him. Guess what? It is the same story with David. David is fighting against Goliath. Goliath had the sword. And David slays him and takes his sword and cuts off his head. So the Lord Jesus Christ was saying, even on my worst day, I'll take you out. Huh. Hallelujah. Tie my hands and my feet. I'll still take you out. Blindfold me. I'll still take you out. And he's saying the same thing to you and I. You have the grace and the ability to take the enemy out anytime, any place, anywhere, because the grace of God is upon you. Because when Jesus Christ died on the cross, you also were with him. You died with him. When he was buried, you were buried with him. When he arose from the dead, you rose again with him. So on your worst day, which was the worst day of the Lord Jesus Christ, both you and the Lord Jesus Christ were whooping the enemy. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So now that you know that, why would you allow the enemy to kick you around? And the message of the atonement is this. Listen, you are not a weakling that can be kicked around anytime at the devil's command. You are in charge. Praise the Lord. So the word of God says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Do you receive that word? Amen. We're going to get deeper yet. Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. So he became sin for us. Now, what is the Lord trying to accomplish? In the Old Testament, the word was the word kippah or kafar, which is a covering for atonement. But in the New Testament, it's a totally different word. In Romans chapter 5 and verse 1, the word of God says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We have peace with God. Now, in the New Testament, the word for atonement is the word katalage. Katalage. I've taught you this before. Katalage. What does katalage mean? The word katalage is a word that addresses the issue of exchange. For example, the exchange rate for a U.S. dollar might be 1.3 or something like that. Yeah? So when I give you a dollar, you give me 1.3 Canadian, and it will be equal value. Do you get that? So the exchange was an exchange of equal value. So when the Lord Jesus Christ atoned for us, he did a flip. And that flip was to give to me the equivalent value of who he is. Praise the Lord. And the equivalent value of who he is that he is sinless. The equivalent value is that he is the Son of God. The equivalent value is that he's seated at the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. Guess what? The same thing is true for you and I. Hallelujah. We are now made sons of God, and we are now seated with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We have the equivalent value. Somebody listening? God is giving to me the equivalent value, so that I begin to see myself in a new light. Praise the Lord. Now, for most of us, we want to wait till someday in eternity future. But that's not how God sees it. What God sees is that as soon as you see him as he is, that you and I change to the same. Hallelujah. So the word of God tells us in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2. 1 John 3 and verse 2. It says, beloved, now are we. What did it say? Now are we. Say it again. Now are we the sons of God. Now we are the sons of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. But then it says, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. Now we are the sons of God, but it does not yet appear what we shall be. What is this we shall be? He says, but we know that when he shall appear, when he's unveiled, when we get to see him as he is, we shall be like him. So what does it mean, now are we the sons of God? Now we are the sons of God is a statement that's saying, this is who you are, just like the house is your house, but until you have the keys, it is not yours yet. Yes? Okay, so it is also in the realm of the Spirit. Now ye are the sons of God. The word of God says, as many as receive them, to them he gave the power or the authority to become the sons of God. But when you are led by the Spirit of God, then you are sons of God. Amen? One brings you and gives you authority to become. The other says, you are. From this very moment, you are the sons of God because you are led by the Spirit of God. Led by what Spirit of God? The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. As long as you receive the Word of God and say, what the Word of God says about me, that's who I am. You've got to confess it with your mouth. The word is the word homologia, confession. Amen? You confess it, then it becomes yours. We've got to speak what God says about us so that we become what God says. We shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. That's the key. When you see him as he is, you become like him. Come on, somebody help me here. Praise the Lord. We are exactly like the Jesus we see. Amen. Amen? Praise the Lord. So God wants to give us that equivalent value. And as we embrace that, the change begins to take place. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18, as I begin to wrap, then we're going to focus and begin to declare the declarations of the Lord. It says here, but we all, someone say, we all. Amen. With open face, not veiled faces, open face, beholding us in a glass. Beholding us in a glass. Beholding us in a glass. What? The glory of the Lord. So if you are standing in front of the glass, what should you be seeing? You should be seeing yourself. But the Lord says here, I want you to see that when you look at that glass, that you see me, the glory of me, because I am one with you and you are one with me. Hello? The word of God. If we only believed what he says. He says, beholding as a glass the glory of the Lord, he says, now I changed. What happens? You changed into the same image. You come there looking like yourself, and as you're looking at that glass, you morph. Hallelujah. You understand me? You morph, and you become the same image. But then it says, from what? From what? Shout it out. Where God starts us is from glory. We all sinned and fell short of the glory of God. Yes? That's what the word of God says, right? True? Yeah. We all fell short of the glory of God. But when we confessed our sins and we were atoned for, we started from the new page, glory. No longer the sinner, now a saint. And now, as a saint, I am changing. I'm becoming more and more and more like him, as he also, as God, continues to be God and reveals a new aspect of himself every time. Praise the Lord. So as he's changing and revealing an aspect of his glory, I'm changing and revealing that aspect of his glory. But guess what we are stuck with? We're stuck with the day of Pentecost. They were speaking in tongues. La, 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 la. Hallelujah. Glory be. And that's why we're stuck. And meanwhile, God is gone past speaking in tongues. That was the baby church. Hello? But we're stuck still being babies. And God is saying, grow up. I was born in a manger, but I didn't stay in a manger. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, it's good to remember and see the picture of when you were a baby. But if you are trying to become that, we've got problems. Hallelujah. No, you're supposed to grow. Praise the Lord. 5 years later, you still mama, mama, mama. There are issues here. But that's been the problem. And in fact, some of the church don't even want to accept mama, 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 la, 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 la anymore. They want to go back inside the womb. Hello? We're not supposed to be going backwards. We're supposed to be going from glory to glory. The change is possible because our Lord Jesus Christ paid the price for it. Amen? He became sin for us, so that we no longer identify as sinners. You know, one of these days, somebody's going to be asked, what's your pronoun, your preferred pronoun? They're going to say, sinner. Come on. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen? Amen? Somebody say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The Lord wants me to take us somewhere to wrap up tonight. And while I'm going to this, be reminded, well, I'll just write it down so I don't forget. Come with me to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians 3. I'm going to take it from verse 14. He says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. We are all named by the name of our Father. Praise God. How many of you know that dogs give birth to dogs? Cows give birth to cows. Huh? The Word of God says that He is our Father. Amen. Jesus, our Lord, when He rose again from the dead, says, I'm going up to my Father and your Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. He became our Father because the price was paid. And Jesus, rising from the dead, was birthing us. Amen? So we have this Father. And the Bible tells us in James that every good, watch this now, every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, nor shadow of turning. Of His own will begat He us. Now, the remarkable thing about, and I'm coming back, I'm staying on Ephesians 3. The remarkable thing about that is that the Lord Jesus Christ was asked a question. He was asked by a rich man, says, good master. And the Lord says, nobody is good but what? God. I don't know if you're ready for this. I don't think you're ready for it. Maybe I'm totally wrong. But I know there are people that are not ready for what I'm about to say. Nobody is good but God, He said. But then all Scripture is God-breathed, inspired of God. And He speaks through James. And He says, every good and perfect gift. The Jesus who said, nobody is good but God, comes and speaks to us in James and says, every good. And that good that He was talking about is not your limo. The good He's talking about is you. So what does that mean? It means that God godified you. Hallelujah. He put His godness in you so that His godness can be His goodness through you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So when we're talking about the atonement, we're talking about something extraordinary. Men don't, in our world today, it's possible. Men are not supposed to be married to goats. Yeah, people marry people. not animals. Yes? You've got to be screwed up upstairs, or the elevator didn't go all the way up for you to be getting married to a chicken. Well, Jesus is coming to marry his bride, and the bride has to be in the God class. Come on, come on, come on. So he has to make you like him. You have to change to be like him. And the perfect time, remember what we said yesterday, that I truly believe that the marriage feast is going to happen at the time of atonement. Amen? Because the atonement time is the time of ending and beginning. And whatever it is that is missing in you, when he comes, he says you're going to be changed in the twinkling of an eye. Whatever change needs to take place, whatever it is that's not been because you got to be exactly like him. Hallelujah. It didn't take forever when he was in Mark 9 for him to be changed, to be transfigured. Hallelujah. When your heart is God-focused, God-centered, there it goes. Change, 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 so that you become exactly the bride that he needs without spots or wrinkles. Hallelujah. No blemish. Praise the Lord. You know, I was asking the Lord earlier today, I said, Lord, why did you say for me to wear white yesterday? I really, really need to know why. So I told you, my bride has to be white, dressed in white. I said, huh? Okay. Is that the reason for the atonement? Yes. Watch the verse. I'm coming back to Ephesians 3, but watch this verse, Isaiah 1:18. Come, let us do what? Reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, though your sins be as what? Scarlet. They shall be as white as snow. What is going to be as white as snow? The focus is on the sin. In other words, God, when you reason with him, with his word, when you have his mind, hallelujah, he will turn the situation around. Bang. There you go. But when you don't have his mind and do not know who you are and not thinking like he thinks, you are not going to be in the God class. You'll be in the reverse. What's the reverse of G-O-D? Dog. Dogs return to their vomit. Don't be in the dog class. Be in the God class. Hallelujah. Praise God. God flips it on you. He says, though they be red like crimson, you're just a total mess, they shall be as wool. I'm going to turn that sinful situation around, and as I'm turning it around, I'm turning you around, because you become one with sin to be a sinner. But Jesus became one with sin and produced sainthood. He flipped it. Hallelujah. God is in the flipping business. Hallelujah. He's flipping you, turning you around. Glory be to God. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? Now, let's go to Ephesians 3, verse 15. He says, of whom the whole family in heaven, God has a family in heaven and in earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be what? Strengthened with might. How? By his spirit. Where? In the inner man. The very core of who you are. God wants you and I to be strengthened there. He says that Christ, now that you are strengthened in your inner man, that Christ may come and dwell in your hearts. How? By faith. That ye being, present tense continuous, rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. Amen? Be strengthened in your inner man so that you can grasp with all saints the height, the depth, the width, the breadth, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. Why? That ye might be filled. That ye might be filled. With what? With all the fullness of God. With all the fullness of God? Yes. When you are rooted and grounded in love. And as we go into the Feast of Tabernacle, which starts this Friday, we are going for that 7 days, we're going to be talking about this transformation that's taking place. The fullness of God. All of God. All that God is. God who humbles himself to look at what is in heaven says, I've created inside of you something that is bigger than the earth, bigger than the universe. You. Because God is going to come live inside of you. Well, this is not part of the Bible. What I'm about to say now, it's not part of the Bible, but you might be able to understand. How many of you have seen the series, British series called Doctor Who? Anybody here? Oh, only one person. Oh, so two people. Okay. Okay. Doctor Who is a doctor that travels through time and space. And he travels via this telephone booth. You know, you just see a telephone booth, and he goes inside the telephone booth, and inside the telephone booth is a totally different world. Okay? Well, do you remember the man that was demonized in Gadara? In 2,000 plus demons went out of him and went into the pigs. How much space was there? He had space enough to carry 2,000 plus demons. Do you know how big you are inside? Do you know how big you are inside? We have no clue about who we are. What God created when he created us. And as we begin to change, all creation is waiting, because when we begin to recognize who we are, it's game over. Amen. The devil will be begging, please take them out of here. Please take them out. because they are killing me, they're spoiling business for me. Hallelujah. And that's exactly what we are going to do. Amen. Amen? We are going to be all that God says we are. The fullness of God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost living inside of you. Huh? Lord, keep us in remembrance of your word. Hallelujah. It's all been here. It says, now unto him that's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Unto him who's able. But what did he just say before the unto him who is able? He said that we might be filled with the fullness of God. So what does that mean? He's saying, listen, it is not you that's going to make it happen. I'm the one who's going to make it happen. And in fact, as far as you can think about that, whatever possibilities, I'm going to bypass and do beyond that. Huh? What are you talking about? I'm talking about from glory to glory. You don't even have a clue. It has not even entered the heart, the minds of men, the things that God has prepared. Do you have an idea? I sure don't. But even what I know freaks me out. He says, Lord, what are you talking about? How? He says, don't worry about it. I got this. So we're going to pray tonight. God, do exceedingly far beyond. Praise the Lord. Because this God that we're talking about doesn't need a jet plane. Amen? If the Lord Jesus Christ wanted to show up in Lagos, Nigeria right now, it's one step. Praise the Lord. If he wants to show up in Moscow, one step. If he wants to talk to Putin, he can show up in Putin's house right now and say, hey, stop it. If you don't stop this war right now, you're dead meat. Do you understand me? Putin will have to do it right away. Do you understand what I'm talking about? That kind of radical move is what God is going to give to his body because of the atonement. The atonement brings us from being the people defeated to the people victorious. Do you receive that word?
Yes.
Amen. Rise with me. I'm going to invite Mama to come and join me. We're going to ask God to do a transformative work in our lives. We don't understand the half of it, the implications of what God did for us. But we're going to ask God to reveal himself to us. That as we look at the mirror, that we see our lives being changed. Wow. 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 And as we're changing from glory to glory, He's been exalted. I must stop looking at myself as just a mere man. Hallelujah. You're not just anybody. You're a child, a son of the Most High God, the bride of Christ. Praise the Lord. And as you take a hold of that, God will do transformative works in our lives. I'm going to begin praying, and then I'm going to have Mama continue. I'm just going to start just for a few minutes. Come. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we position ourselves to receive clear directives, guidance, and a manifestation of your perfect will in us and through us. Lord, you have great plans. Let there be a manifestation. Amen. Your word says all creation is waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. Now, Lord, we say, Lord, O God, let creation no longer wait. Amen. May we now become the manifestation. Amen. I declare by the authority of the word of God that I am a manifestation of a son of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All right. We heard a lot tonight. So let's pray the word. Amen. Mm-hmm. So that we will be the word. Everything you have heard tonight is already done. The key is for us to be it. Somebody say, I am who God says I am.
I am who God says I am.
And I will act the way God says I should act.
And I will act the way God says I should act.
The word is working in me now.
The word is working in me now.
Me and the word.
Me and the word.
Are one.
Are one.
Where Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, they are one.
That's right.
So, and we're made in his image and likeness. Mm. So we are made just like him.
Yes.
He has not changed the message. The message is still the same. As he is, so we are. So let's say what he says we are. Say, I am.
I am.
The child of the Most High God.
The child of the Most High God.
I'm not the child of the devil.
I'm not a child of the devil.
I'm not the child of anybody's imagination.
I'm not a child of anybody's imagination.
I'm not a child of anybody's thoughts.
I'm not a child of anybody's thoughts.
Ideas.
Ideas.
Imaginations.
Imaginations.
I am a child.
I am a child.
Of the Most High God.
Of the Most High God.
Fully equipped.
Fully equipped.
By him.
By him.
By himself.
By himself.
He has put himself.
He has put himself.
Inside me.
Inside
because
of me.
I have made him.
Because I have made him.
My Lord.
My Lord.
My Savior.
My Savior.
My Redeemer.
My Redeemer.
My God.
My God.
My Father.
My Father.
He is.
He is.
Everything.
He is everything.
To me.
To me.
I receive God himself inside me.
Inside of me.
Hallelujah.
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 I open up my heart for Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Father, Son, and
to
Holy Ghost.
Make their abode
to make their abode
inside me.
Inside of me.
Inside me.
Inside me.
I have only one Lord.
I have only one
Lord. One Master.
One Master.
One Savior.
One Savior.
And he is Jesus Christ.
He is Jesus Christ.
Say a big amen.
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 I now receive
the fullness
of the Godhead.
Of the Godhead.
He's Christ Jesus.
He's Christ Jesus.
Living in me.
Living in me.
Breathing in me.
Breathing in
moving
me.
In me.
Moving in
speaking
me.
Through me.
Speaking through
walking
me.
Through me.
Walking through
acting
me.
Through me.
Acting through
he's
me.
He's all in me.
He's all in me.
Flowing in me.
Flowing in me.
Flowing out of me.
Flowing out of
flowing
me.
Through me.
Flowing through
flowing
me.
Upon me.
Flowing upon me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 Say, my life.
My life.
Is hid.
Is hid.
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 In God.
In God.
In Christ.
In Christ.
Sealed with the Holy Spirit.
Sealed with the Holy Spirit.
I am totally covered.
I am totally covered.
I am 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 covered.
24/7.
24/7.
24/7.
24/7.
Where the word atonement we learned tonight is kafar and is what? Covered. Covered.
Yes.
Say, I'm covered.
I'm covered.
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 Not only am I filled with his fullness, I am covered.
I am covered.
Ephesians 1 say we've been sealed by his Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We are sealed.
We are
Hallelujah.
Sealed.
And if you are sealed, nothing can penetrate your life from outside. Somebody say, I'm impenetrable.
I'm impenetrable.
Hallelujah.
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 I am in the fortress.
I'm in the fortress.
The Lord is my fortress.
The Lord is my fortress.
The Lord is my shield.
The Lord is my shield.
Hallelujah.
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 The Lord is my strength.
The Lord is
my
strength.
Inner man.
Has
been strengthened.
Has been strengthened.
Has been strengthened.
Has been strengthened.
Has been strengthened.
Has been strengthened.
I am 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 fortified.
I am fortified.
Inside and outside.
Inside and outside.
Because I'm hid in God.
Because I'm hid in God.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
Well, Colossians 1-3 tells you that.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
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 He is my Father.
He is my Father.
Father of light.
Father of light.
He has made me good.
He has made me good.
And I am good.
And I'm good.
He is good.
He is good.
And I am good.
And I'm good.
Made in his image.
Made in his image.
Made exactly like him.
Made exactly
Hallelujah.
Like him. Hallelujah.
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 Good is looking for good.
Good is looking for good.
I am good.
I am good.
And good has come to me.
And good has come to me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let us sink deep in your spirit. All we're praying now is speaking the word of God.
Oh,
and this is how God wants you to speak when
yes,
you pray.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh,
it pleases the Father when his children act like him. Don't act from
Thank
this day
Lord
like
Jesus.
Mouse and pussycat and dogs. You are not
Father,
made in that image.
Yes, Lord.
You're made
Hallelujah.
In his image.
Hallelujah.
Say, I'm made in his image.
I'm made in his image.
And likeness.
And likeness.
I am not afraid of anything.
I'm not afraid of anything.
I didn't see God being fearful today.
Mm-mm.
I didn't see him wimpish today.
Mm-mm.
Somebody say, I am bold.
I am bold.
And I am strong.
I am strong.
In the power of his might.
In the power of his might.
You see, I don't have to shout so much about this. I just know that I am what he says I am.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm not afraid.
I'm not afraid.
Because fear is not in me.
Fear is not in me.
All I have.
All I have.
Is goodness.
Is goodness.
God is good.
God is
and
good.
And he's put his goodness.
And he's put his goodness.
In me.
In me.
And made me good.
Made me good.
Made me good.
Made me good.
He made me good.
Made me good.
Say it like you mean it. He made me good.
He made me good.
He made me good.
He made me good.
You know what's happening now? That weakness is falling off you.
Hallelujah.
That problem is falling. Those inner dialogues of lies are all gone. God has made you good.
Hallelujah.
Say, I am good.
I am good.
I am good.
I am good.
It is well with me.
It is well with
and
me.
My household.
And my household.
My future is guaranteed.
My future
my
is guaranteed.
Today is guaranteed.
My today is
by
guaranteed.
The living God.
By the living
it
God.
Is well with me.
It is well with
it
me.
It is well with me.
It is well with
it
me.
It is well with me.
It is well,
it
with,
is
me.
Well with my household.
It is well with
it
my
is
household.
Well with my family members.
It is well with my family
in the
members.
Name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Remember the lady Elisha went to help. The son did not do well. The Bible says it's a great woman. Shunammite lady. But death fell upon that household for her only son. Instead of her saying, my son is dead and gone, I will never see that child again, she was saying what? It is well with me. May your answer change now.
Amen.
With every single thing that you are going through, say, it is well with me.
It is well with me.
Was it well with her at the end?
Yes.
Your confession will bring your solution.
Amen.
Say, Lord, anoint my tongue.
Anoint my tongue.
Anoint my mind. anointing to speak mind. Exactly like you.
To speak exactly like
yes,
you.
Yes, we have the mind of Christ. Say, I have the mind of Christ.
I have the mind of Christ.
And I function in this level. God class.
God class.
God class.
God class.
We're not making up things tonight and speaking blasphemy. Jesus himself say, it is written in your scriptures, in the Psalms, that you are God's. God.
That's right.
Don't you know you are God's?
Hallelujah.
Somebody say again, I am.
I am.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Who God says I am.
Who God says I am.
Not what my society says.
Not what my society says.
Not what my neighbor says.
Not what my neighbor
not
says.
Not what my family member says.
Not what my family
not
member
what my
says.
Enemy says.
Not what my enemy says.
Not what my so-called friends say.
Not what my so-called friends say.
I'm exactly.
I am exactly.
What God says I am.
What God says
and
I am.
And I function in that place.
And I function in that place.
It's called a place of peace.
Called the place of peace. Amen.
The Prince of Peace.
Prince of Peace.
Where Jesus. Nothing is lacking. The Good Shepherd is my shepherd.
Yes.
I receive all that is good.
All that is good.
In this season of atonement.
In this season of atonement.
I am covered.
I am covered.
I am covered.
I am covered.
Paid for.
Paid for.
Redeemed.
Redeemed.
Blessed.
Blessed.
Let my year be blessed.
Let my year be
let
blessed.
Let my year be good.
Let my year be good.
In the name of Jesus.
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 My Father and my King.
My Father and my
my
King.
Father and my King.
My Father and my King.
Bless my year.
Bless my
let
year.
Let my year be good.
Let my year be good.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Well, that's what they've been singing in the synagogue, you know, saying, Avenu, Mekano, my Father, my King, hallelujah, Shana Tova, good year.
Amen.
We receive that.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. God, the God we serve, is an awesome God. Amen? Praise God. Well, this time, we're going to honor God with our giving. The God who's done so much for you, what can you give to him? But give what is worthy, because it's important to you. We can never pay God for what he's done for us. But we must not, especially during these feast times, God says, don't come before me empty-handed. The idea behind it is that God wants to, at this time, multiply your seed. Amen? We come at this time during the feast with our best gifts of thanksgiving and appreciation. Say, God, thank you for life in you. Amen? Amen. So let's give faithfully and generously unto the Lord. Let God speak to you on what he wants from you. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. And while we're coming to bring our special gifts of thanksgiving to the Lord, let us just worship with this song that was birthed in this house for us to recognize who we are. Amen? Let's do it.
You say I can. You hold your word above all of your name. So I
Hallelujah.
My glory is in you, O Son of God. You are all I pray. King, I am who you say I am. I'll do what you say I can. You want your word above all of your name. So I smile because I know it will never change.
Sing glory.
Glory to the one who has given me his son. Even with hope, anything else, my purpose is in you. My glory is in you, Son of God.
Whoa.
You are all I pray.
What brings my heart,
my heart, my soul, my mind, my strength, my words, my praise is for you, my heart, my soul, my mind, my strength, my words, my praise is for you.
Oh, sing
for
my
you.
Breath,
my breath, my eyes, my hands, my face, my silence, my praise is for you, for
my
you.
Breath.
My breath, my eyes, my hands, my face, my silence, my praise is for you, for you.
For all that I have, I receive from you, Lord. For you're my great provider. All that I have, I receive from you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, we're going to share in communion tonight to wrap up our time together. The Lord will do in us and with us what He, before the foundations of the earth, had planned and purposed. Amen. We've learned that God has put in us His word. When He breathed it into us, He breathed into us His words. You have words that God has already employed and put inside of you for the days to come. Amen? For those who've not been following with the teaching, that may have gone past your head somehow, but just understand that God breathed into you His word, and those words are creative words, they are visionary words, they are not words of the devil, they are the words of God. And you are called to say only what God says you should say, because you're going to live by those words. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So choose life and speak life. As we take of this communion today, we are receiving every benefit that God has ordained even before the foundations of the earth. Sickness does not belong in our bodies. Poverty and lack does not belong. God has made us great to accomplish great things. In fact, He says, the works that I did shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do. Why? Because I go to be with the Father. Amen? So may the greater works of the Lord be manifested in us and with us henceforth.
Amen.
Take of this body and eat.
It's a cup of blessing. Take the blessing of the Lord. May it add no sorrow to your life.
Hallelujah.
May the fullness of God dwell fully.
Yes, Lord.
In us.
Amen.
Take and drink.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, this is the end of the Feast of Atonement. This Wednesday, we are not going to have our regular Bible study, so it's preempted. But on Friday, we start 7 days of meetings from September the 29th all the way to October the 4th. Amen? I'm going to try to get you out, the Lord helping me, earlier than this time. Amen? The Lord helping me. If we go longer, He didn't help me too much. No, the Lord is going to help me. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's Sukkot meetings, the Feast of Tabernacles. Who is that beautiful woman there? Oh, that's Mama. Oh, okay. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Flattery will give you one cookie. So praise the Lord. All right.
Well, I'm going to say hello to those who are here, who may be here for the first time in just a moment. But let's just say hello to YouTube and Facebook. Bye-bye. Bless you. See you on Friday on the 29th.